Great to have you back for another Gold Nugget segment. Well, today's special guest, Bill Murphy from GATA. Well, for over a decade, my next guest has exposed the powerful interest manipulating the precious metals market. Bill Murphy runs the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, GATA, with Chris Powell. Bill, you know, the weatherman says mostly sunny skies and comfortable 74 degrees in Dallas. Well, let's begin with the hottest of the precious metals right now, silver. You know, Brian Beatty filed a lawsuit last fall against J.P. Morgan and HSBC for conspiring to suppress and manipulate those silver prices on the COMEX. The allegations are interesting, you know, when you think that those two companies actually hold the bullion for the silver exchange-traded funds. Sounds like a conflict of interest to me. What do you think?
Well, I can get to some really, I think it's significant, and GATA testified before the CFTC on March 25th of last year when silver was at $16 and change. And we exposed manipulation of the silver market. We exposed a whistleblower, Andrew McGuire, who testified at what Morgan was doing to the market. We told the CFTC about their positions were outrageous, you know, much bigger than the Hunts were on the long side, and it was artificially suppressed. Well, it's gone from $16 to almost $42 in a little over a year, and we think that what's happened was our testimony and what we talked about and exposed went viral on the internet, and it reached the big money crowd in the world, silver traders, and realized that their short position was untenable. And we've gone up and up and up, and especially since last fall, it's really exploded.
It really has. And, you know, the Commodities Futures Trading Commission has announced that it's investigating activity in those futures markets, particularly regarding J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan continues to deny it. They have increased their short contract 6,700 this year alone. That seems like they haven't given up yet, and they're still trying to fight the inevitable rise of gold and silver.
By the open interest numbers, the big shorts haven't covered. And, of course, silver's a pittance. I mean, Morgan reported a 67% increase in their profits today. So silver is just a net. The problem is they don't have the physical silver to deliver against a short position. They're trapped, and you are likely to have a panic regarding the CFTC. 2.5 years they've been investigating this thing. I mean, we got ahead of them emails about how they were rating the market. Think about the money they made in February, March, or April of 2008, so another 5 months, silver went from 21 to 8. And, of course, that's part of what these lawsuits are about. But we hope the CFTC will do something. I don't think they will unless they're forced to. But then the only way that might happen is because of Bart Chilton, one of their commissioners, is a real stand-up guy. And if anybody can get it done, it's him.
Silver has incredible industrial demand. I mean, we hear of new products, it seems like, almost every month that require silver in small quantities. For instance, Band-Aids, ointments, lotions, things of that nature. And especially in the electronics sector, won't even go into everything from handheld PDAs, cell phones. The silver amount is tiny. No one would even think about it. But when that silver is gone, it's never recovered. It's just not economically feasible to try to pull the silver out of these devices. Millions of products, that speaks of huge industrial demand.
Well, I know that it's growing, becoming more intense, especially with the way the Chinese economy is growing and our various other economies. But for me, the real spectacular rise is going from investment demand, because the price of gold now being up at, you know, where it is, at $1,450, $1,460 an ounce, a lot of people can't afford it. So the old expression, a poor man's gold, is becoming ever more important, and people are starting to pour into silver because they can afford it. And if you listen to what the smartest guy I know in the business, Eric Sprott, said in back last fall when it was 23, he was talking $50 back then, and here we are knocking on $50 door. And he thinks the gold-silver ratio, and he said it back then, is going to go back down to 16 to 1 and might overshoot to 10 to 1. So just think what the price of silver can do if that happens.
That's a perfect segue into my next point here. You know, Bill, 1980 previous high for both metals, gold around 850, silver 50. That gold to silver ratio of which you spoke, 17 back in 1980. Now, some experts, as you say, Eric Sprott and others, are claiming we could approach that ratio again. David Morgan is one of them, and he says if we do it, foot. We're looking at $90 silver. He says don't even worry about any significant correction until then. What do you think?
Well, it's a pretty bold statement, and God bless David for making it. But all I know is that the shorts are trapped and that Morgan doesn't have the silver, and they play this derivative game on the short side to help with their gold price suppression scheme for all these years. And that what's happened now is they've hit the wall. They don't have the physical silver to deliver. And the longs know it. And that's why these silver rallies are very brief, and the market comes right back again. Here today, you know, we've got the third highest close in 31 years. I think we have a panic coming, and it could come at any time.
Why don't we talk a bit about what the bad guys might try to unload on us? What kind of ordnance do they have left in their arsenal? If they turn the 100-millimeter cannon in our direction, do they have any shells left? What could they throw at us?
The only thing that I can see that can derail this from being a spectacular move is some kind of economic disaster in which all markets are sold for liquidity purpose. And even then, I think the silver move down would be very brief. But, you know, something with margin call selling and stuff like this, it can participate a waterfall thing very quickly. But it wouldn't be like 2008 because the supply demand dynamics have changed, and they just don't have it. And if we have an event like that now, it's liable to the monetary spigots will be even more prolific. It'll just turn them on again even more, and we go to much higher levels faster. So the thing is, they just don't have the physical silver. They're searching to make their commitments.
You know, Ghana has been very vocal regarding the disproportionate number of short positions in the silver market in particular.
Testified in front of the CFTC that Morgan, we know this for the bank participation reports and other reports, Morgan was short something like 30,000 contracts back then. They're probably short maybe 25,000 contracts now. That's for one firm to have a position like that and have it be so underwater is extraordinary. Now, whether that's all their position or part of the government's, you know, who knows? But it's Morgan's, and we've identified it, and that's the reason I think there's something like 25 lawsuits against Morgan and HSBC for their role in the manipulation schemes. And as you mentioned earlier, the government is looking into Morgan for criminal activities. And I'll be very surprised in the end. And, of course, it's after these markets blow up if Morgan isn't charged in a very serious way for criminal activity in the silver market.
You know, Mike Maloney issued an article today that the Hunt brothers, they were actually manipulated by the Fed and the exchanges and the U.S. government to help cap the price of gold. Do you think they could have actually crushed silver in attempt to stem inflation and keep gold down?
Oh, well, the Hunts got hurt badly. You know, they're from Dallas. I'm from Dallas. You know, I've met Herbert Hunt, know his son, Bruce Hunt. They're really nice people. The government, they changed the rules against them, and what they did was, you know, very unfair. I mean, all we're saying is, how about quid pro quo? Why don't you do to Morgan what you did to the Hunts? What they did with the Hunts wasn't even fair. Just enforce the rules against Morgan.
Any interesting tidbits from the Hunt brothers that the listeners would find interesting?
They're still all over the market, and they know what's going on. And, you know, I can't talk about private stuff, but they still have a great interest in the precious metals markets, and they're very aware of what God is doing. And if I might say at this point, I'd like to say that people might hear more about it. God is having a conference in London at the Savoy Hotel August 4th, 5th, and 6th, and people can go to goda.org and check into it and see if it'll be interest to them. I know we're going to be celebrating the six-year anniversary of Gold Rush 21, which Mike Maloney was at since you brought his name up.
I wanted to ask you about the devastating earthquake there in Japan and the Fukushima prefecture. You know, there is talk that the rebuilding will be tremendous. It's considered right now the worst natural disaster, and it could cost hundreds of billions of dollars to rebuild. That's going to require incredible amounts of silver, among many others.
Yeah, it's like the gold cartels and Morgan's worst nightmare. You know, it's starting to feed on itself, and there's one thing after another that's kicking in for silver and gold, too, that's going to project these prices much, much higher. And I know there's been a lot of bubble talk and stuff like this, but, I mean, it's just ridiculous because there's so little ownership of gold by the U.S. public and institutions and so on. And, and, uh, and silver. It's the real spectacular part of these moves is still ahead of us.
Folks want to find out more about the upcoming series there with GATA. Could you please help direct them? And I'm sure there must be a website where they can find
more. Yeah, they can go to www.gata.org, and, of course, can always learn more about it at my website, La Metropole Cafe, and sign up for a two-week free trial. But it's going to be a very exciting event. We're going to have it right in the belly of the beast of the gold cartel in London. We're going right at them.
Well, sir, I want to wish you a very safe and profitable week ahead.
Thanks, Chris.